Meanwhile, in light of the death of Saudi King Abdullah, demonstrations are heating up in Bahrain. Now, Bahraini regime forces have clashed with demonstrators during protest rallies across that Persian Gulf kingdom. Demonstrators were calling for the release of jailed opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. He is the Secretary General of the Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society and is charged with breaking the law and insulting the Interior Ministry. Al-Wafaq has rejected the allegations. Meanwhile, the demonstrators emphasize that Salman's detention will not stop them from demanding their rights. They also call for the downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime. The Persian Gulf monarchy has been gripped by almost daily demonstrations since 2011. The ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty, however, has refused to heed the nation's demands. Scores of people have so far been killed, and many, including protesters and political activists, have been sent behind bars and tortured in prisons. Bahrain's government is a staunch ally of the West, and it is home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. And Britain's Royal Navy is building a permanent base there. Well, crossing over to the United States in Bluefield, joined by author and lecturer, Mr. Colin Cavill. Thank you so much for being with us. How do you see the situation? It seems that it is heating up in Bahrain. And do you see any connection between what is going on in Bahrain and the exacerbation of these demonstrations, especially in light of King Abdullah's death?
Absolutely, Marzia. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, of course, is the linchpin of these systematic unelected monarchs in the Persian Gulf region who enjoy no legitimacy from their population. They're roundly hated by their populations. With the death of King Abdullah, you have uncertainty in the kingdom, in the House of Saud. The aging brother, Salman, has already assumed the throne, but he himself has already been diagnosed with dementia. So we have a kingdom, a governmental rogue system that has uncertainty at its core right now, with many of the younger Al-Saud family jockeying for leadership positions. And this is going to be a very dangerous time in Saudi Arabia. How do they maintain an oppressive system, not only in Saudi Arabia, but in the various satrapies like Bahrain, who are appendages of Saudi Arabia? How do you maintain this unjust system when there's continuous rising demand, calls for democracy, people trying to emulate what they see in their neighbor Iran, when they see in their neighbor Syria, where you have elected governments, and they're trying to push back the Arab Spring. Now, King Abdullah, he was devious. He, and especially under his security chief, Bandar bin Sultan, were largely responsible for the creation of ISIS, or ISIL, or Islamic State, in order to push back the Arab Spring, try to overthrow the elected government of Bashar al-Assad, and eventually try to bring down the elected government of Iran. And so far, they have fooled a lot of the Western populations, but increasingly, even the American public is becoming quite suspicious of how this group just suddenly created. And as many reporters have pointed out, the reason it had to be created is because you cannot attack Syria, a nation that has not attacked the United States in any way. That's a violation of international law. So they had to create this rogue element and claim that under humanitarian conditions, they had to go in, send troops, and try to stop it. But all the drone attacks and bombings so far, Marzia, have been directed against Syrian officials, Syrian troops, Syrian leaders.
Well, back to Bahrain, Colin, if we look at the situation, do you think that the demonstrators on the streets will use this time, meaning right now that Abdullah has died and his successor Salman has taken place, but obviously it's going to take time for things to get back to normal if they do. How likely do you see it is that the people in Bahrain will use this time to put even more pressure on the regime in Manama and demand more of their democratic rights?
Well, in the past 3 years, since the Arab Spring broke out in 2011, the Bahraini people have been growing increasingly stronger and resolute in their opposition to the monarch. And I think I have complete trust that they will continue this fight where three quarters of the population are out on the streets on a daily basis. And given the recent example in Yemen, where the Saudi puppet Hadi has resigned and the democratic forces are making strong inroads, I think this is going to lead to great encouragement to the Bahraini people, especially given the uncertainty in the House of Saud right now, where there's going to be jockeying for power amongst all of these wannabe dictators.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Colin Cavell, author and lecturer out of Bluefield.